be with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们今天晚上要跟各位一起来学习，就是有关事工跟灵修这方面的道理。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you the topic of services and the spiritual cultivation.
昨天晚上我们跟各位提到我们侍奉的态度。
Last night, we talked about the attitude of serving.
那么我们今天偏重有关灵修这方面的。
Tonight, I'm going to focus on how are we going to cultivate our spirituality.
这是一个大的题目，包含的这个范围非常的广。
This is a very vast topic. It covers a lot of areas.
那么我想就小弟啊自己本身感触比较深刻的提几个概念我们大家来分享沟通一下。
I'd like to share with you some of the topic the concept that I gained from my experience.
有时候我们看到一个人非常有恩赐要来服侍主。
Sometimes we see a people who is very gifted to come to serve the Lord.
那么一个有恩赐的人要为主所用，是不是他只我们是否只看到恩赐而不顾其他的
？It is the way you just look at the person gifted that who has have a high gifted highly gifted from the Lord.
也就是说我们是否单凭着神给我们的恩赐，我们就一路冲下去
？Is it so that we just rely on our gift to serve the Lord all the way?
这是有关事工跟灵修方面的道理。
This is the truth concerning the services and spiritual cultivation.
我们常常在思想这个问题。
We always ponder upon this point.
是不是一个人一个非常有恩赐的人，他就一定可以把事工做得很好
？It is definitely true that a person who has this kind of gift to serve the Lord.Very properly,
或者是说一个非常有恩赐的人，他所建立的这样的一个圣工的模式是否能够持久
？Is that true that the gifted person can set up a very good model to that will last forever?
或者是说一个人应用他神给他的恩赐之后，他成就了很大的事工，但他是否可以功成身退依然能够站立得住。
After God gave this person a gift, then he served the Lord for a period of time, and then he retreated. Is that so? He still can stand on his faith.
其实圣经里面呢，早就已经跟我们谈到这方面的道理了。
Actually, the Bible tells us in this area.
我们请看罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章在第一节到第二节这里是告诉我们要把自己献给主。
So verses 1 through 2 talks about how we're going to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
那么不要效法这个世界，要查验神的旨意。
And it also tells us not to conform any longer to the pattern of the world, but to examine God's will.
那么接着呢，三节以下呢，都是谈到我们服事的态度跟精神。
So after the following verses are talking about the attitude of serving.
我们请看第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。我们先读到这里。保罗说他凭着主所赐给他的恩典他也来告诉我们这项的道理。
So Paul told us that he's going to tell us according to the grace he received from the Lord.
这个恩呢，也许就是保罗他的体验。
Maybe this grace is experienced by Paul himself.
耶稣所赐给他特别的一种体验。
Jesus Christ especially gave him this kind of experience.
他称为这是主的恩典。
That's why this experience become God's grace.
也就是说，当我们在服侍主的时候我们在应用我们的恩赐的时候呢，是要跟信心来搭配的。
So while we make use of our gift, it will go along with our faith we have.
啊，所以事工不是顶着恩赐的光环就一路跑下去往前冲，什么都不怕。
So doing the work for the Lord is not only relying on our gift, struggling all the way down the road to serve the Lord.
他要把自己看得合乎中道。
We have to have a sober judgment upon ourselves.
他要跟信心来搭配。
It has to coordinate with the faith we have.
这个恩赐啊，要有用信心去应用它，去运作它，这个才有功效。
We have to use our faith to drive this gift.
很多人很有恩赐，但是信心不够。
A lot of people have a great gift, but they don't have enough faith.
他成就的事工就很小。
So the way they serve the Lord is very little.
他可能只是凭着自己呀、啊、所领受的恩赐在打拼，但是缺乏从信心而来的那个权柄。
Maybe he just only rely on the gift he have, but not with the coordination of the faith.
所以啊，可以说是事倍功半。
That's why
成效不大。
That's not so effective in his serving.
而且呢，他的信心不会因此而长进。
His faith is not because of his service can increase.
一个站在信心上面的人呢，他能够应用他的恩赐。
A person who has faith can make use of his gift.
他不是把自己看得太高，也不是看得太低。
He does not look very high upon himself or look down very low on himself.
他是自信的，但他也是谦卑的。
He is very self-assurance, but also very humble.
他是自信的，但不是自高的。
Although his self-assurance is not is not conceited.
他是谦卑，但不是自卑。
He's humble, but not self-demeaned.
他把他的信心看得很正确，他在整个教会的肢体当中，他所应当站的位置，他是取得一个很合宜、很得体的、很适当的一个位置。
So he knows how to choose the proper place in the church, or in the area of serving the Lord.
所以他会应用他的信心啊，去推动他的恩赐。
That's why he uses faith to mobilize his gift.
那么一个人的信心如果是三分，他无法去成就五分的工作。
If a person have a 30% of faith, then he cannot accomplish 50% of his work.
最理想的状况是恩赐跟信心是一起来搭配。
The most important thing is to mingle your faith with the gift.
这个意思是告诉我们说，我们平常要追求信心的长进。
It tells us we have to pursue the increase of our faith in our daily life.
那这样呢，主给我们的恩赐呢，我们才能够尽情的把它发挥出来。
In this way, we can bring up our faith to the higher potentiality.
那么怎么样来操练我们的信心呢？
So how are we going to exercise our faith?
跟我们比较息息相关、比较具体可做的有两件事情。
There are two things that are very practical to us.
第一个就是我们要留意在生活中主耶稣给我们的信心操练的功课。
So we have to take note of the exercise that Jesus Christ provides us in our daily life.
我们不要排斥这样的信心的功课。
We should not avoid this kind of lessons we gain from the exercise of our faith.
因为信心本来就是在生活最微细的、最小的事上呢，要来操练的。
Most of the time, the faith can be exercised in our very trivial things of our daily life.
所以我们信心操练的体验越多的时候呢，你的恩赐就会比以前发挥得更淋漓尽致。
So the more exercise we gain from the faith, the higher potentiality we can raise up in our faith, in our gift.
而且你还能够站立得稳。
And also we can stand firm.
因为你的恩赐不是跑到信心的前面。
Because your gift does not go ahead of your faith.
你的恩赐不是飘忽在半空中的，是奠基在这个信心的基础上面的。
Your faith is not floating, but it's based on the faith you have.
所以是非常踏实的，是一步一个脚印，一步一个脚印，非常踏实的。
It is very effective and down to earth.
这样你能够成就事工，依然 站立得稳。
So in this way, you can accomplish God's work as well as you can increase your faith.
所以啊，你的恩赐不要跑在信心的前面。
So don't let your gift go run ahead of your faith.
你的恩赐的应用不要飘在半空中了。
So don't let your gift floating in the air.
但是信心的操练要在实际的生活当中给你功课。
So you can learn your lessons from the exercise of faith.
而且这功课呢，我们要认真的去做，把它学好。
We have to give more heart in this kind of lessons we learned.
那第二个就是要多多啊来读圣经，有真理的道呢来调和。
Secondly, we have to read the Bible very often. Let the word play a very important role in our life.
我们可以参考一个经节，希伯来书第四章。
Let us turn to Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章，我们请看第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2 of Hebrews.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。这里是提到我们灵性长进呢，信心跟道要调和。
In order to have growth in our faith, we have to combine the word with our faith.
那么我们可以倒过来讲，我们信心要长进呢，也要跟道理来调和。
In reverse, in order to increase our faith, we have to combine with the word.
因为我们从圣经啊的道理来了解的时候呢，我们可以竭力的来追求认识天上的神。
So through the word, we try to pursue to understand the God in heaven.
圣经告诉我们怎么样去认识天上这位真神。
The Bible tells us how to know the God in heaven.
又加上我们在生活当中有很多操练的功课
，plus the exercise we gain from our faith，
那这样我们会认识主更深。
In this way, we can learn and know deeply of our God，
让我们属灵的悟性啊能够有智慧啊，能够清楚啊，满心知道神的旨意。
So that our spiritual knowledge will be increased with the knowledge of God，
然后呢，渐渐的多结果子。
And gradually we can bear more fruits.
然后更深刻的来知道神。
And also more thoroughly of our Lord.
那么在生活当中的那种信仰、信心的操练呢，让我们真正去摸到神。
So with the exercise of our faith in our daily life, we can touch our God.
所以我们对神的认识呢，就不只是那种知识上的认知。
To know God is not only depend upon, but on the.The knowledge,
而是体验上深刻的认知。
It comes with the experience, so that we can know deeply of Him.
像约伯，他被神操练之后呢，他亲眼看见神一样。
Just like Job, after he's been exercised by God in his faith, he can clearly see God.
我们可以做一个比喻让我们更清楚。
So with the example, we can vividly.Understand this.
我们的孩子要出门的时候外面刮风又下雨。
So while our children go outside, maybe outside they're full of storm.
你跟你的孩子说，要多添一件衣服要记得带雨衣带雨伞
You will ask your children to wear the raincoat or take more clothes with them.
不然的话，你会伤风感冒。
Or you are afraid that they'll get.They'll get cold.
你的孩子跟你讲说，妈妈，你不要碎碎念呐！我知道，我知道，我这么大了，我怎么不知道？我知道。
Maybe your children will say that. Well, they know that you don't need to mention more about this.
好了，到外面去绕了一圈回来了，隔天早上起来，擤鼻涕了，打喷嚏了，头又发热了，不舒服啊，伤风感冒。
So after coming back from outside, the next day maybe he got sneezed and get cold.
那个时候你就在念他了。我看他跟咱们昨天不是跟你讲了，差点要穿雨衣，不是他多件衣服。你看你伤风感冒了，妈妈，我知道了，我知道了，这一次都知道了，跟昨天晚上妈妈跟他讲的时候那个知道是不一样的。
Maybe at that time you keep on mumbling against him then.This time he will say that I know that mom I know that but this time the knowledge he's got is different from the knowledge he had yesterday
第一个知道是知识上的知道，第二个是体验之后的知道。
So the knowing he mentioned in the previous day is that it's from his knowledge, but the knowing today is from his experience.
我们需要的是一种体验的知道，来认识神，建立对神的信心，这样来运用我们的恩赐。
We have to gain our knowledge through our experience so that we can strengthen our faith.
因此，我们常常会说，刚信主不久的同龄我们不适合安排他一些比较复杂比较有挑战性的，或会比较面对灵性征战的那些事工我们大概会考虑他一段时间有一些属灵经历之后再来担当。
So we usually mention that it is not proper to let the newly baptized or newly converted person to do some holy work, especially those who are full of challenges in their faith, especially.
从这点来看呢，我们就要来学习侍奉当中要让我们操练我们的信心慢慢的长进。
So from here we can see the how our faith can grow through the serving the Lord.
这样我们能够做更美好的服事，而且呢成就美好的事工，我们依然站立得住。
So by this way we can still stand firm, although we serve the Lord with our heart and with our faith.
我们再看回来罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn back to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12
第六节
chapter 12 verse 6
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。第七节
7
或做执事，就当专一执事，或做教导的，就当专一教导我们看在第八节继续看，或做劝化的，就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。九节
9.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。十一节
11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。十二节
12.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。好，我们读到这里就好。这样读下来，我们可以发现，其实它主要是要告诉我们在要有三件事情跟我们的恩赐来做搭配。
So from the verses we read, it mainly pointed out that there are three things that to combine with our faith.
一个就是我们刚刚提到的信心。
The first thing is faith.
那第二个呢，就是我们昨天提到的那个服侍的态度。
Secondly, the attitude of service that we mentioned yesterday.
比如说这里有提到的专一教导、专一劝化，这个专一还有那个殷勤，这个就是属于态度方面的。
So from the words that use generously or diligently, all these mean that we have to concentrate ourselves on our gift.
那么第三个呢，就是灵修。
Thirdly, it has to do with our spiritual cultivation.
有关一些灵修品德，要跟恩赐来搭配。
So, especially the merit of our spiritual cultivation has to combine with our gift.
那我们刚刚提到了信心，昨天我们提到了态度，我们现在就来谈这个灵修，恩赐跟灵修搭配。
So we mentioned faith and serving attitude. Now we are going to talk about the.
灵修
and the spiritual cultivation that we need to mention.
那么灵修的项目当然很多
There are a lot of items included in the spiritual cultivation.
我们就谈一点就是追求圣洁。
That's one point we're going to mention is how to pursue the holiness.
我们要做合主所用的器皿。
We have to be a noble vessel appropriately used by God.
我们请看提摩太后书第二章。
So let's turn to 2 Timothy.
二章我们请看二十节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
这是我们少年班的时候就在背的圣句。
This is the biblical verse we memorize when we are in our elementaries.
但是很多人到年老的时候还学不好。
Still, when we some of us when we still grow up, we cannot still learn it.
二十节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。21节
21.
人若自洁卑脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。好，这里啊，他提到大户人家使用器皿的这种习惯。
Here is mentioned about in a large house there are a lot of vessels to be useful.
大家都喜欢用金器银器来装东西。
Usually people like to use gold and silver vessels.
因为看起来比较体面，而且它的材质是比较高贵的。
Because they look noble and very precious.
但是主用的器皿呢，它不在乎你是用什么材质做的。
The vessel that is going to be used by God is not not to be considered which kind of material is made of.
和主所用的器皿呢，贵重的器皿呢，就是圣洁的了，洁净的了。
So the noble vessel used by God is need to be holy.
那么如果是一个脱离卑贱的事的这种洁净的器皿呢，它就能够预备行各样的善事。
So if a vessel is holy, then he can do a lot of noble things.
而不是用完之后就丢掉了。像我们很多免洗的餐具，现在很多人就是用完就丢了，不是这样。合主所用的器皿不是用完就丢了。
Nowadays we use disposable vessels, but what God uses is not the disposable vessel. He will reuse it very often.
也不是只有做单一的一个工作，它是预备行各样的善事。
This vessel is not used for only in one field, but in different various fields.
所以我们要脱离卑贱的事。
So as a vessel, we have to be far away from the evil and filthy things.
其实我们从圣经看起来哦，有很多神所用的仆人哦，真的是他本身哦，他身上有很多的污秽，有很多的软弱。
So in the Bible, when the servants, a lot of servants used by God were filled with filthiness and a lot of weaknesses.
但是很多他能够后慢慢的脱离卑贱的事，后来为神所重用。
However, gradually they are able to be away from all these evil things.
但是有一些呢是用一段时间之后呢就丢掉了，弃绝了。
There are some vessels after once has been used, they have been thrown away.
你看那个巴兰先知啊，
just like Balaam,
他实在很不忠心啊。
He was not loyal.
他是个贪财的先知。
He is a very greedy prophet.
他残缺不全啊，实在是充满污秽。
So he is he's imperfect and full of filth.
但是那段时间神还是用他的。
However, in certain period of time, God used him.
但是有很多神的责备。
But a lot of rebukes we can hear from him.
那我们反观啊，摩西。
Let us look at Moses.
他起先是软弱的。
At first, he was very weak.
他性情凶暴的。
He is a very hot-tempered person.
但是他操练成合主所用的器皿。
After being exercised by God, he became a very proper vessel used by God.
所以神使用他，直到他死的那一天。
So God used him until the end of his last day.
神重用。
God really make use of him.
神没有弃绝他。
God never forsake him.
你看那个犹大。
Look at Judah.
犹大跟从主耶稣三年多的时间。
Judah had been following Jesus for 3 years.
他不是最后一天才突然间把主耶稣卖掉的。
He's not betrayed Jesus on his last day.
主耶稣重用他，常常让他来管理这个银钱，可是他从当中来偷取。
Jesus used him and let him take care of the financial things, but he still steal out of it.
虽然主耶稣洁净圣殿是兵一兵的是的很，可以说是非常的这个手段来洁净圣殿的。但是他不是说犹大第一天偷拿钱就把他革职了，把他fire掉，没有不是这样的。
He didn't get rid of Judah on the very first time he stole money from the financial staff.
神继续，耶稣继续用他。
God, Jesus continued to use him.
继续在他工作上面给他担当。
So he still let him work for him.
他是给他很多机会，要让他来回转认错。
That is, he gave him a lot of chances so that he can return.
到最后怎么样？
So at last, what happened?
他没有办法回转。
He could not return.
本来是他的贪心，后来是魔鬼进入他的内心。
In the beginning, we can see his greediness, but later he's been worked by Satan.
后来竟然成了那不生在世道好的一个人。
As later, he became a person who better not to be born.
被弃绝了。
So he's been forsaken by God.
其他的十一位门徒。
So the other 11 apostles.
其实也比犹大高明不了多少。
Actually, they are not. Better than the Judah.
但是他们慢慢的修炼，慢慢的操练，越来越完全，越来越完全。虽然彼得曾经三次不认主，可是后来怎么样呢？勇敢的放胆讲论。
So, however, they gradually cleanse themselves and exercise and sanctify themselves, just like Peter. Although he denied Jesus three times, later he can preach the gospel boldly.
所以恩赐要搭配属灵品德的追求来使用。
So the gift we have should be combined with the merit of the gift of the faith we have.
要做合主所用的器皿，不要做一个破器皿。
So we have to be a noble vessel, not the broken vessel.
破器皿呢、啊，堪用的时候勉强用，但是终有一天呢、啊，要丢弃的了。
So a broken vessel maybe at first be useful. But later, one day, it will be forsaken.
怎么样来追求圣洁？
How are we going to pursue holiness?
雅各书告诉我们说，圣经像一面镜子。
James tells us that the Bible is just like a mirror.
要我们常常听到，但是听到啊，传道啊，比较严厉的责备啊，就以为是传道在讲他，不高兴啊，不高兴叫你读圣经，你又不太愿意读。
So we have to often listen to the sermon. Maybe you think that sometimes the truth coming out of the pastor's mouth is rebuking you, so you are not happy. But you are asked to read the Bible, you didn't want to.
小弟刚出来当传道的时候啊，说起来比较没有这个经验呢、啊，哈，这个血气也比较旺盛一点呐、啊，也要为主耶稣哦，这个放胆讲论呢、啊。啊，所以常常啊，这个下台的时候啊，啊，被一些长辈啊指着鼻子来责备，你都在骂人呐、啊，你在骂人呐、啊，信徒啊，被你骂了一半呐、
啊。In the very beginning, when I came out, dedicate myself to the Lord to serve Him, I was inexperienced, and I think that I'm going to speak for the Lord. So after I delivered the sermon out down off the pulpit, I've been rebuked by the elder.
啊，当然这个讲到勉励哈，啊，跟年龄、年纪哈，跟辈分呢、啊、也要搭配了哈，尤其是这个口气也是要修饰，这当然是无可厚非的。
So of course, the tone of our sermon and the encouragement should combine with the audience age level.
可是如果我们一昧的这个责备啊，讲道者啊，那就像是什么呢？就好像是我们照的镜子，那个镜子把我们脸上一个黑点给反映出来的时候，你就拿一个石头把这个镜子打破，就是这个样子。
A foolish rebuking someone is just like you are looking at the mirror yourself and you found some dirt on your face and you try to break it with a stone.
一面好的镜子是把我们脸上所有的坑坑洞洞，所有的污点啊，通通一五一十的忠实的反映出来，这是一面好的镜子，但是你却把它打破了。
This is a good mirror because it reflects the flaws of a face, but you want to break it.
这样就看不到你的污点了。但是你的污点有没有擦掉？没有，还在。
If you did that, you cannot see your flaws, but your flaws still exist.
读圣经，自我思考、反省是最好的。
It is better to self-examine when reading the Bible.
有一位信徒啊，他信主之后非常的喜乐啊，信主三个月。 竟然把圣经读了一次了。
So there was a newly converted believer. After he was baptized for 3 months, within 3 months, he finished the whole Bible.
我们受洗的时候啊，洗礼的时候呢，教会都会赠送啊一套的圣经赞美诗给他，鼓励他要多多读圣经。
So when he was baptized, the church gave him a Bible so that it encouraged him to read more Bible.
那么他在开杂货店啊，我们知道台湾啊这个传统的杂货店呢，就是这边摆鲜鱼干，这边摆黑糖，这边摆花生，那边摆花生油，这边摆面，那上面放盐啊，就是这样的，很多很多东西都是放在架子上的啊。
So he ran a grocery store, so all the stuff in the store has been spread around.
那么没有客人的时候啊，他就一直读圣经，一直读圣经。
So when there is no customer, then he started to read the Bible.
那么有客人来的时候，他就边看，你要买什么？先你看了两条，好，先你看两条。耶和华是我的牧者，来，花放啊，包一包给他。
He was so absorbed in reading the Bible. When the customer come, whenever they want, they just ask him to go get it by themselves.
多少钱？三十五、二十五块，哦，二十块就好了，二十块就好了。好，赶快读，再读，再读，赶快读。哇，这个圣经这么好啊！啊，早知道就用到他的信息书了。哦，非常渴慕道理，所以三个月就把圣经读一次。
He loved to read the Bible so much that he said that it was so late for him to believe in the Lord.
等一下有人要来买黑糖了啊，动手抓一抓一包啊，五块钱就好了。看看再翻开。
So when a customer comes in to ask for the sugar, then he just grab something and give it to him for some amount of money.
所以他那本圣经哦，三个月哦就弄得很脏了。又很臭啊，有咸鱼干的味道啊，又有花生油滴在上面。
So his Bible within 3 months it become very old and filled with fish and peanut butter's odor.
又脏又黑又臭。
And very dirty and become smelly.
啊，来了一位老信徒来访问。
So one day, an old believer came to visit him.
啊，弟兄啊，你信主已经三个月哦，我来看看啊，你最近灵性有没有长进啊
？Oh, brother, you've been believing the Lord for 3 months. I'd just like to visit you and see whether you have grown in your faith.
啊，什么感想啊
？So what kind of thoughts you have after you believe in the Lord？
信主太好了，我天天读圣经啊，心灵满足啊，我几乎啊这个杂货店不开了，没有生意都没有关系，我最好希望他没有生意，不要常常来打扰我啊。
It is so good to believe in the Lord. You know that it's better not to have any customer in my store, so that I can have time to read more Bible.
啊，他一拿起来的时候，那个老信徒啊，就冲到前面来，指着鼻子说：“啊，圣经，这是天书啊，要保持圣洁。你信主三个月就把这本圣经搞得这么脏啊，啊太不应该了！我跟你讲。”你初心不晓得，我跟你讲，这个太不应该了。
When he picked up his Bible, it was so smelly and dirty. Then the old believer came to the front and said, "How come you keep your Bible so dirty? The Bible should be a holy one. You must keep it clean."
哦，不单脏，还有咸鱼干的味道。
Not only that, it smells very fishy.
哎呀，这样怎么保持圣洁呢
？So if you do that, then how could you keep it clean and holy?
我跟你讲，要像我一样。
Let me tell you, you should be like me.
我信主已经三十年了，你到我家里来看，我的圣经一尘不染，还是三十年前那本非常新的圣经啊。
You know, come to my place. I believe in the Lord for 30 years, and look at the Bible without no dust.
这个初信徒被他一这样讲的时候，就愣住了。他到底是怎么样啊？怎么会变成这样？
So this newly believer just been stung by his word.
不是来了一位老信徒，是来了一个老糊涂。
Actually, this is for him. This is not the old believer. It is old foolish one.
那个初信徒就讲：“你现在讲什么？我不知道。”
So the new believer said that I don't know what you're talking about.
但是我知道一件事情：如果我的圣经越黑越脏的话，我的内心越干净。
But one thing I know about this is that the dirtier the Bible is, and the cleaner my inner heart is.
我的圣经越旧，我的心就越新了。
So the older the Bible becomes, the newer my heart became.
我的心，我的圣经越臭的话，我的心也越香。
If my Bible smell is very smelly, then my heart is full of fragrance.
你的圣经很新的，我不知道你的灵性如何。
But for you, your Bible is very new, but I don't know about your spirituality.
等一下聚会完，传道要来检查每个人的圣经。
So after the sermon, let me examine each one of your Bible.
如果已经满了三年了，还是很新的话，代表你不常读圣经。
If you keep your Bible clean after 3 years, then you still that means that you didn't read the Bible very often.
每天安排一些时间自己读圣经。
You should set aside some time to read the Bible.
它会告诉我们，会照出我们脸上啊有哪一些污点。
It will reflect the flaw on our face.
我们再来跟各位谈到有关顺服的道理。
Now I'm going to talk about the truth of submission.
这个顺服很重要。
It is very important to have this submission.
我们常常误会了顺服是一种懦弱的表现。
Very often we misunderstand submission as a weak behavior.
是没有主见的表现。
It is a behavior without any objection.
其实不是这样的。
Actually, it is not so.
顺服是明白神的旨意，甘心乐意的接受顺服。
Submission means that understand the will of God and willingly to submit yourself to Him.
不是无可奈何的屈服。
It is not because you have no choice.
一个顺服的人呐，他能够得到神的同工。
For a submissive person, he will receive the coordination from God.
这对传道者来讲是最大的考验。
For a minister, it is a great challenge.
我一直认为，传道者如果顺服的话，主耶稣就跟我们同工了。
I always think that if a pastor is submissive, then God will be working with him.
我个人想，总会差派下来，公文到了，我就到什么地方去。
Personally, after I get the assignment letter from GA, then I'm going just follow the assignment.
如果是我自己的意思，说我要去哪里？是我这意见，我要去哪里的话
？If I have my own objective, trying to go where I want to go,
那就我自己一个人去了。
Then I will go there alone.
不是耶稣叫我去的。
Because it is not sent by Jesus.
如果是总会公文来，我就去，耶稣跟我一起去。
If I receive the letter from GA and I go, then Jesus will go with me.
我顺服，耶稣就跟我负责。
So if I am submissive, then Jesus will be responsible for my submission.
耶稣就跟我们同工。
And he will be working with me.
但是如果不是这样的话呢，那就自己要负责任。
If it is not so, then I have to be responsible for myself.
圣经里面就有一个例子了。
So the Bible have an example for us.
我们看那个约拿。
Look at Jonah.
这幼稚般的故事啊。
It is a story of the juniors.
但是有很多人学到老还是学不会。
A lot of people still cannot learn from this.
第一次他不顺服。
First, he is not submissive.
在海上风浪越来越大。
That's why the wave and the storm become bigger and heavier.
到最后怎么样呢？
So what happened later?
自己负责任，神不负责啊！你自己不去，你违背，你不顺服，所以你自己负责。神不负责，自己负责。
Because he went against the will of God, so that he has to be responsible for himself.
他怎么负责呢？
So how he's going to take his responsibility?
把我丢到海里去好了。So、他自己还没有跳的勇气，把我丢到海里去好了。
He asked the people on the boat to throw him out of the boat.
这就是他所谓的负责。
This is the way he takes his responsibility.
如果他顺服去了。路上啊，这个海上碰到这个风浪，神保守啊。但是现在不是啊，说他自己负责。
So if we go according to the appointment of God, then God will be with him, even though he run into this kind of storm.
但是神怜悯他。
However, God show mercy on him.
再给他一次机会。
So give him another chance.
所以第二次他就去了。
So secondly, he go.
到尼尼微城去了。
He goes to the Nineveh.
应当要三天才绕得完那个城的。
Actually, it would take three days to go around the city.
圣经记载，他只走一天的路程，而且只讲了一句话。
However, the Bible tells us that he only walked around one day and only speak one statement.
再过40天，神就要倾覆这个城了。
So in 40 days, God is going to destroy the city. he said.
我们不祷告都要讲一个小时，讲五十分钟。
Even in evangelical service, we spend 15 minutes to talk.
有时候还没有人得到圣灵，也没有人来信主啊。
Sometimes there are no people come to believe in the Lord, or even no people to receive the Spirit.
圣经记载他讲一句话。
But the Bible recorded that he only spoke one statement.
在四十天要倾覆这个城了。
So 40 days, within 40 days, God is going to destroy the city.
结果这一句话就是有史以来啊，布道会所讲的话最有效果、效率最高的了。
So this statement became a very effective statement in the history of evangelism.
国王就宣布全国禁食。
So the king announced that the whole nation to fast.
连牲畜都禁食。
Even the animal, the cattle, has to fast.
百姓认罪悔改。
So the people has to repent.
神就回转了。
So with this, God changed his mind.
就不降祸在尼尼微城。
So God didn't pour down the disaster on this Nineveh.
如果每一次布道会都这样的话，哈，实在是太轻松，又得到很大的造就，哇，太好了。
If we have this kind of situation in every evangelical service, then it is very we don't need to put a lot of effort in.
这个约拿有三头六臂，是不是？
Do you think that Jonah is an extraordinary person?
他有特异功能吗？还是练了太极拳呢？
Or do you think that he has a special skill?
他是 Superman 吗？
Or he's
Batman?
Or he is a Superman?
A Batman?
A Batman?
不是的。
No, of course not.
他到底做了什么事啊？
So what did he do then?
应该走三天，他只走一天。
Actually, he need to walk around 3 days, but he only did it for 1 day.
他就这样传一句话。
And he proclaimed one statement.
第二次他顺不去的时候，神就为他负责了。
So on the second time, because he submit himself according to God's will, so God take responsibility.
尽本分做，然后其他的神就去感动。神就在开始工作。
Even though he didn't try best to work, but God moved the people to carry out his own work.
所以顺服是最重要的。
So submission is very important.
得到神的同工。
That we can receive the guidance of God.
那么顺服的话会得到权柄。
If you submit, then you gain strength from God.
不顺服没有权柄。
Without submission, there's no authority.
我们来想一个故事。
Let us think about a story.
亚伯兰要献以撒。
Abraham is going to sacrifice Isaac.
带着以撒上的摩利亚山去了。
He took Isaac to go to the Mount of Moriah.
以撒能够背一些柴火，表示说他应当有十多岁的年纪了。
At that time, Isaac can took some of the wood with him, so he might be in his teens.
他的父亲。多他一百岁。
And his father is 100 years older than him.
但是他静静的让他的父亲把他绑起来。
So he submit himself and let his father to bind him.
如果他挣扎反抗的话呢，一百一十多岁的老人要追一个十多岁的孩子呢，任凭啊他追得气喘如牛哈，还是追不到。
If he rebelled and against his him, then he ran away. Then I think Abraham could not catch him.
以撒从此就被贴了一个标签，顺服派的，顺服派的。
From that day on, Isaac has been tagged with a statement that he is a brand of a submission.
连婚姻也顺服啊。
Even in his marriage, he shows submission.
顺服没有什么不好。
There's nothing wrong to be submissive.
以撒顺服他的父亲。
Isaac showed submission to his father.
在那一短短的那个章节里面，我们看到两对父子，有两对父子。
So from this very short paragraph, we can see two couples of father and son.
一对就是亚伯兰跟天上的神。
So the first couple is the Abraham and his father in heaven.
另外一对是亚伯兰跟以撒。
Another couple is Abraham and his son Isaac.
亚伯兰顺服天上的神。
Abraham submits to God in heaven.
以撒顺服亚伯拉罕。
Isaac submits to Abraham.
以撒为什么顺服亚伯拉罕？
Why Isaac submitted to Abraham?
一定他平常表现出对神的顺服，亚伯拉罕对神的顺服。
Possibly Abraham surely submissive to God in his daily life.
因为神对亚伯拉罕说，把你独生的、你最爱的以撒献给我。
Because God told Abraham that, that your beloved begotten son, take your beloved begotten son to sacrifice offer me, and to offer me.
亚伯兰马上顺服，而且是清早清早起来马上去办这个事情，不是啊犹豫不决、踌躇不前、再三考虑，一直拖时间拖到黄昏了。日落了，算明天了，明天再讲好了，不是这样的。
From here we can see there's no hesitation, no second thought. After he heard the command from God, right away on the next morning, he took Abraham to offer.
他顺服神的旨意啊，非常的迅速、敏捷、殷勤，把它看成是最重要的一件事情。
He showed his submission to God's will in a very speedy and diligent way.
所以会影响他这种处事的风格，会影响以撒。
So this kind of attitude exert a great influence on Isaac.
亚伯拉罕顺服神，以撒顺服亚伯拉罕。
Abraham submits to God and Isaac submits to Abraham.
顺服神的人，他有一个无形的权柄，会让人其他的人乐意顺服他。
Whoever submits to God have a special authority that let people to be submissive to him.
今天为什么我们的孩子都不听我们的话？不要一直骂他，你要想，为什么我都没有权柄啊？他说，神应该会给我让儿女会顺服我的权柄啊，怎么都没有呢？我们自己要先想想。
So now they don't scold your children very often and think about it. Why? How come you don't have this kind of authority that to let your children submissive to you?
我们要先想想，为什么太太都不顺服我呢？圣经明明讲，还要我拿圣经出来读吗？你们做妻子的要顺服你们自己的丈夫，哎，还是不顺服，哎，要不要骂太太？要想想，为什么我失去了让太太顺服我的权柄？我那个权柄跑去哪里了？
So don't rebuke your wife because she doesn't submit to you. And think about why you lost your authority to let her be submissive to you.
我们顺服神，丈夫先顺服神，妻子很乐意顺服丈夫，没有问题的。
If the husband submits to God, then it is no problem that the wife will be submissive to the husband.
我们在做圣工的时候也是一样，我们很需要追求属灵的权柄。
It is similar that when we're working for the Lord, we have to pursue the spiritual authority.
就是我们要先顺服神。
That is, first of all, we have to be submissive to God.
最后我们再来谈圣经当中的一对夫妻。
Finally, let us talk about the couple that mentioned in the Bible.
英雄出少年真的没有错。
It is correct that the hero will come from the youth.
大卫打死歌利亚，回国凯旋，这个称赞这个大卫的这个众妇女在那边唱歌跳舞。
So after David killed Goliath, he's been praised by a lot of women in the nation.
大卫杀死万万。
David killed thousands.
扫罗杀死千千。
And King Solomon only killed hundreds of them.
当他们回来的时候
So when they returned,
扫罗就把他的女儿米甲许配给大卫。
So after they return, King Solomon, King Saul, let Michal to marry David.
米甲深爱大卫，因为大卫他是英雄，他是潇洒，是俊美，面色红润的，哇，一表人才，是国家大臣，功臣，所以他非常的深爱着这个大卫。
David at the time was a hero and handsome.A person, so the princess Michal loved him very much.
当米甲的父王扫罗有一次用枪要 轮杀这个大卫的时候。
So at one time when King Saul tried to kill David with a spear,
大卫就逃跑了。
David escaped.
跑到他妻子的这个寝室，他的屋子里面去。
So he ran into his wife's room.
那么米甲呢，冒着生命的危险，漏夜把他的爱人大卫啊，他的丈夫呢，从他的窗户把他坠下去。
Because Michal loved David so much, so she helped him to escape from his window.
大卫因此保住了生命。
So in this way, David preserved his life.
真的是患难啊，见真情。
So from the only from the tribulation, we can see the true love.
美人爱英雄啊，而且呢，啊忠诚啊，这个眷属啊，啊又这样恩恩爱爱的啊，可以说是羡煞啊人间。
So it is natural that the beautiful woman love the hero, and it's been materialized in the story.
但是后来大卫当了全以色列的王之后，
so after David became the king of Israel,
大卫想要迎接神的约柜回到耶路撒冷来。
David wanted to receive the Ark of God to Israel.
他想我今天能够当王，是天上神给我的恩典，所以我要谦卑的来赞美神才对。
So he thought that nowadays I became a king, this is because of God in heaven. So today I have to praise the Lord with all my heart.
他就穿着祭司的以弗德，他在那里踊跃的跳舞、唱诗、赞美神。
So he wore the priest's robe, ephod, effort, and over there he just danced and praised to the Lord.
米甲从他的窗户看下去。
Michal look out of her window.
看到大卫王在那边踊跃跳舞啊，把那个衣服呢也掀起来了，露出他的身体了。
She saw that David was dancing so happily, and even he exposed himself.
当大卫回来的时候，米甲就对他冷言讽刺的这样说。
So after David came back, she mocked at him.
你这样的模样啊，你有好大的荣耀啊！很荣耀啊，好大的荣耀啊，你这样在众人面前露出你的身体，你好大的荣耀啊。
With this kind of attitude and expose yourself among the people, do you think you are glorious? She rebuked him.
我们看扫墓记下第六章。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel.
扫墓记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
六章我们请看二十一节，六章二十一节。
Second Samuel chapter 6 verse 21。
大卫对米甲说：“这是在耶和华面前，耶和华已拣选我，废了你父和你父的全家，立我做耶和华以色列民的君，所以我必在神面前跳舞。”二十二节，我也必更加卑微，自己看为轻贱。你所说的那些卑女，他们倒要尊敬我。二十三节，扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。米甲依然从他的窗户向外观看。
So Michal keep on looking from out of our window.
之前的窗户是救了大卫。
This previous window has saved David's life.
现在他依然从窗户看过去，他却看到了大卫的轻贱，他却看到了大卫的不体面。
So but with this window, when she looked out of it, she saw David's the other side of the David.
米甲的窗户并没有长进，窗户代表一个人的眼睛，他的窗户没有长进，没有进步。
Windows represent the eye of a person, so this window doesn't show any growth.
大卫已经成为一个非常谦卑、懂得敬畏神的一位君王。
So from here we can see that David became a very humble and loving person.
夫妻两个人灵性差距这么大。
We can see the great difference in their spirituality.
之前他是爱大卫少年，爱他英雄，爱他英俊。
In the past, she loved David's heroic act and his handsomeness.
可是呢，结婚之后，她并不爱大卫的侍奉。
So after the marriage, she doesn't like David's substitute.
23节说。
23.
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死的时候没有生养儿女。
So Michael, Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
这有两个可能。
There are two possibilities here.
第一个可能是大卫从此就厌弃了米甲，不与他同房。
So from one possibility, from that day on, David despised her and no longer visited her.
第二个原因可能是神也厌弃米甲，使他不能生育。
Secondly, maybe God despised Michal and closed her womb.
我们在做圣工，在服侍主。
So we serve the Lord.
我们的家庭也要好好的来照顾。
At the same time, we have to take care of our family.
尤其夫妻两个人要同心同工。
Especially the spouse should have one mind.
这是一体的。
The spouse are one body.
两个人如果有所距离，有一个空间，有机可乘，魔鬼就趁虚而入了。
So if there is a gap between the spouse, then it will leave a room for Satan to work.
所以两个人的心灵不可有距离。
So there should be no distance in your hearts.
两个人要一起追求灵性的长进，不能有差距，是一起长进的。
So two people should pursue the growth of the spirituality at the same time.
两个人有一样的属灵的价值观。
So two people should have the same value of spirituality.
太太会肯定先生所侍奉的工作。
And the wife should recognize the way the husband served the Lord.
会给他支持，为他带祷。
And she should support and pray for the husband.
重担是两个人来分担的。
So this burden should be shared among two of you.
美好的果效是两个人来分享的。
So two people should enjoy the same fruit.
那种从属灵的侍奉所得到的喜乐也是加倍的。
So in this way, you can gain multifold in spiritual fruit.
神要我们夫妻同心同工。
So God wants the spouse to be in one accord and in one work.
不要有心灵的距离。
There should be no distance in your heart.
要很快速的把灵层的距离把它拉近。
So you have to grab near, to shorten the distance between your two hearts.
同得美好的侍奉的果效。
So that we can regain the fruit of serving the Lord.
我们求耶稣施恩祝福我们每一位。
So may Jesus Christ bless every one of us here.
那么小弟在我们圣可西教会的工作呢，直到今天晚上为止啊。
So I'm going to conclude my work in San Jose Church tonight here.
那么求主带领我们离别之后的日子，我们都能够各自在不同的地方，为着主耶稣所托付我们共同的使命一起来齐心努力。
After my departure, may God bless every one of us in our own area.
那么当我们在祷告当中有纪念对方的时候，我们就彼此代祷。
So when we are praying, remember to pray for one another.